Today's show here on The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Kat Arney is all about superbugs. And still to come, we'll be hearing about the developments towards making a vaccine for MRSA, which is obviously a well-known hospital infection worldwide, but the new kid on the bacterial block, as it were, this week, and also for the last few years, is an organism called Clostridium difficile. It's better known to most of us and people who look at the headlines in the paper as C. diff. And it can cause severe diarrhoea, which is not something you really want to have when you're trying to recover from some surgeries. But it's killing about 7,000 people every single year, and the numbers are going up. Just a few years ago, we hardly really had a problem with it at all. So what's the issue here? Well, Dr. Sani Aliyu, he's a hospital consultant at Adam Brooks, which is one of Cambridge University's teaching hospitals, and he's with us this evening. Hi, Sani. Welcome to The Naked Scientist.
Oh, hello, Chris.
So C. diff, what actually is it?
Well, Clostridium difficile is a gram-positive anaerobic organism. By anaerobic, I mean it doesn't really like oxygen. It produces spores. And when it vegetates, in other words, when it proliferates, it produces toxins that cause quite severe damage to the large bowel. So sometimes you can have patients coming in for one reason or the other, end up on antibiotics and end up having this infection.
Where do we tend to get it from then? Does everyone carry C. diff?
Well, no. As an organism, it's quite ubiquitous. In other words, it survives in the environment. The spores themselves are quite hardy organisms, so you can acquire them from the normal environment as well as from domestic animals and farm animals. But more frequently, it tends to be in hospitals because you have patients that already have this infection and they're producing a lot of the organism and are contaminating the environment, and patients can easily pick up the infection from that.
Is it just gut infections it causes, or can it also get to other bits of the body?
Well, predominantly gut infections. What happens is the toxin produces a lot of inflammation within the gut, and as a result, it can result in quite severe damage to the bowel, perforation, dehydration, severe diarrhea, and subsequently end organ damage, including death.
And it's because it's triggering diarrhea, I presume, that it's so actually easy for it to spread, because, of course, it's making people go to the toilet a lot. So every time they go to the loo, they're shedding more of these tiny spores into the environment.
Absolutely.
And that makes it very hard to treat.
Absolutely. Patients with diarrhea can excrete as much as up to 1 million bacteria per gram of faeces. So it can be quite profuse, really.
And once you've got the spores coming out into, say, a hospital ward or a toilet, how do you get rid of them?
Well, predominantly by good cleaning, really. The spores themselves, as I said earlier, are quite hardy organisms, but we know that they respond, they're quite sensitive to chlorine-based products. Using alcohol, for instance, alcohol gel in hospitals wouldn't really get rid of the spores.
And why is it mainly old people who tend to suffer with this? Why is it people our age? I know that we obviously, as a percentage of the population, there's fewer of us lot in hospital, but when you look at people in hospital, the proportion of old people getting C. diff is usually higher. Is that just because they're more vulnerable anyway?
Well, yes, as you get older, your normal immune system really doesn't work that well. And as a result, it means when you acquire the organism, when you ingest the organism as a young person, your immune system will probably be able to keep the infection at bay. At the same time, we know about the concept of colonization resistance. In other words, you have bacteria in the large bowel that tend to protect you against acquiring the organism. But as you get older, this resistance isn't really as good as it should be.
So in other words, your body's own bacteria effectively take up all the available space. There's nowhere for the C. diff to fit in. But if you kill those bacteria with a dose of antibiotics, or just because that bacterial flora changes with age anyway, it makes openings or niches that C. diff can then get into more easily.
Yes. In fact, the normal bowel flora, as we call it, prevents the overgrowth with Clostridium difficile by depriving the organism of micronutrients, particularly carbon micronutrients, which means it can't really establish an infection.
And in terms of why it's such a problem now, because 10 years ago it was a few cases. Now we've got 7,000 deaths a year. So why is the graph going up exponentially like that? What's happening?
Well, it's partly due to improved reporting. Over the last few years, we've put in place mandatory reporting processes, which means that if you have a case of C. difficile, you have to report it. The testing has also changed. In the past, we only used to test in individuals that are above the age of 65. But nowadays, anybody having diarrhea above the age of 2. And then you have a more virulent strain that first emerged in Canada about 5 years ago and has since then started occupying more and more of the niche that used to be occupied by the more fairly sensitive strains.
When you say more virulent, What do you mean by that?
More virulent in terms of producing more toxin, causing more diarrhea, causing more severe illness, and probably more deaths as well.
Do we know why this has come about? Is it just because it was a random mutation, it's appeared, and because it was so much more prolific in terms of its production of diarrhea and its ability to spread, that it just went all over the world?
I think it's fairly different from other strains of Clostridium difficile in that it has a deletion in the gene. There's a gene that negatively regulates toxin production, and this particular ribotype called the O27 ribotype has a deletion in that gene, which means that it can produce much more toxin and can germinate for a longer period of time than other ribotypes of Clostridium difficile. So therefore, you tend to have more spread as well, more environmental contamination as a result of more severe disease.
And what, Sani, can we do about it?
Well, in the first place, we can restrict antibiotic use. A lot of times we use a lot of antibiotics in the community as well as in hospitals that we probably don't really need. That's one. Secondly, by improving cleaning, making sure that you interrupt the transmission process from patient to patient, either by washing our hands, making sure we wash our hands, isolating patients quite promptly, putting them inside rooms, avoiding contamination of hospital equipment. That will go a very long way to reduce the infection.
And lastly, how long do you think it's going to take before we get a handle on this problem and can bring it under control?
I think we will. It might probably take another, being on the optimistic side, probably another 5 years or so. There are new things coming up, like vaccines, for instance, which we hope very, very soon in the next few years we'll probably have, and that in a way would probably reduce the incidence of infection. But we're having new agents as well coming in, which at the moment look quite promising.
Thank you, Sani. That's Sani Aliou. He's a consultant at Adam Brooks Hospital. He'll be with us for the rest of the programme. So if you've got any questions about C. diff or other hospital superbugs, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Don't forget that Ben and Dave will be demonstrating the power of chopped liver in the second part of our Kitchen Science. And coming up very soon, we'll hear from Diana O'Carroll how sharks can pick up the taste of your blood in seawater.